Imagine being hungry at Christmas time, in a poor neighborhood, in the cold. That's possible in the section of Cincinnati, Ohio, known as Over the Rhine. This week, the Free Store Food Bank in Over the Rhine gave out 7,000 boxes of food. That means 17,000 people will have a holiday meal, and that number includes 8,000 children. NPR's Noah Adams went to Cincinnati to talk with the hungry and homeless, and with some of the people trying to help.
Back in the 1800s, when Over the Rhine got its name, it was a prosperous neighborhood. Lots of good German food on every table. A canal was built between the German settlement and the main part of downtown, a canal reminiscent of the Rhine River in the old country, and so Over the Rhine. Later, mountain people from the Appalachians came, desperate for jobs. Then African Americans, many displaced by Cincinnati's interstate highway construction. These days, the name Over the Rhine, to some, means abandoned buildings, drugs, shootings. A few years back, a week of rioting.
4 months ago, when we came down here, my mom dropped me off and started crying on the way home because it was so dangerous. And all my friends were, "You're freaking insane to go down there."
This young man is Chris DeLuca. He's a senior at Miami University in nearby Oxford, Ohio, a philosophy major. 12 Miami students have spent this past semester living in Over the Rhine. They do volunteer work. They're fixing up low-income housing. But mostly, they're learning about the way some other people live. We talked with DeLuca at the school's local storefront community center.
I was walking home on my way to make a community dinner for everyone, and this lady asked if I had anything for her to eat. So I went inside and I made her a huge Caesar salad. And when I took it out to her, she said, "No, I don't eat salad. I eat fried chicken."
A few blocks away, at the Free Store Food Bank, Carol Cobb has a grocery basket at the produce section, envisioning her kind of cooking. She can come here once a month for groceries, including up to 20 pounds of vegetables and fruit.
Most of us can't make it on a check through the month. This is one of the better things in this town is this Free Store, the food.
What about the dates?
The dates.
Yeah, the dates.
You cook them and you put them on toast.
Really?
Or that French bread back there.
Right.
With some Equal or Sweet and Low. I'm a diabetic. You appreciate the fresh produce. You see, I'm still picking. People don't know what that is, what you do with it. It's endive.
Belgian endive.
Yeah. Okay. When you do a dip or something other, you put it on and eat it. And you can do lots with squash nobody wants. Cook it up and freeze it. Pull it out in summer and have soup. When you're poverty level, you learn what to do with this.
The Free Store Food Bank's client services director is Jonathan 80. 4 years on the job, and he's never seen the place this busy. And he doesn't know why. Says he's mystified. July of this year was up by 40% over July of last year. And so was August, September, October, November, all 40% higher.
We see an increasing amount of two-parent families. We see an increasing amount of families for whom there's more than one income source. Minimum wage gets you, you know, between 50 and 60% of the federal poverty guidelines. And what we continue to see are people who have to make very tough choices. Do I make sure that the heating bill is paid in this month of December, or do I get food for my children?
The first time you come and drive through Over the Rhine, you'll focus on the street corner drug sellers. The second time, you'll notice the Italianate architecture, the bright colors. And then you'll see the coffee shop that sells used books, the art galleries, music clubs. And since this is a low-income neighborhood that has long been trying to hold itself together as a community, you'll also find a refuge for writers. It's called Ink Tank. And this is where we met Melissa Mosby. She has written at Ink Tank and performed there. They just had a fundraiser to help her out. Melissa Mosby admits her problems of the past. She's long been homeless in Over the Rhine.
Where do you usually wind up staying?
Sleeping?
Mm-hmm.
I was sleeping in a trash room. Before that, I was sleeping in a laundry room. And before that, I was sleeping in a old warehouse. And before that, I was sleeping in an abandoned building. And then there's been various hallways in between.
But you've just managed to find a place?
Yeah, ask me where I'm going to sleep tonight.
Where are you going to sleep
tonight? I'm going to sleep in my own apartment tonight.
Really?
I'm going to sleep in my own apartment. Mm. Oh, my God.
Mm. How'd that work out?
Because people love me, I guess. And then over the Rhine, they care enough to do something. And I don't know where that's ever happened. I'm 40 years old. And this is the most moving experience. At the same time, the most humbling.
And the food situation for you? What do you usually do?
Oh, Little Debbie's and hamburgers.
Really?
Oh, yeah, Little Debbie, she's my best girl.
So how is that going to change in an apartment? You be able to cook some, have food there?
Yeah. I'll be able to have milk and won't have to hurry up and drink it all because there's no refrigerator.
What's up, Doc?
Hey, y'all.
How you doing?
I'm looking for the drop-in.
Right there.
That's the drop-in.
That's it?
That's the drop-in.
Right there.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
How are you all getting along?
Real good. We got the spirit of Christmas. We're just not going to fall down.
I'm not going to let it get you.
That's right.
Good.
If you look for hungry people in Over the Rhine, you'll also find the Drop-In Center, a shelter for the homeless, serving 3 meals every day. Outside, on the street, the stories are waiting.
Oh, my name is Richard Hayes.
And what brought you here?
What brought me here was I just did 10 years in prison, and I come to Cincinnati chasing a female, and the relationship didn't work. So I come here to the drop-in center to get my disability, which now has been filed, and we're waiting for an answer from it. And after I get that answer there, I will move on. I will, you know, I got better things to do and better places to go.
My name is Charlotte Marie Moore Carter. I am the program director of the universe. And I program what goes on in this building. We have lost a $4 trillion budget of boarding and recreation.
Will you tell me your name again?
Charlotte Marie Moore Carter.
Thank you for talking to me.
Merry Christmas.
Inside the drop-in center, about 200 people anticipate the evening meal, vegetable soup with meatballs. Some live in nearby apartments and just come for the food, but most will sleep here. Lois Walsh and her husband Bill, from another part of town, are wearing Santa Claus hats and have brought a gift of new socks.
We brought 540 pair to hand out today. There's a lot of cold feet around, so this is good.
If you're buying food in Over the Rhine, the corner stores seem to specialize in sugar, salt, nicotine, and alcohol. There is a small Kroger store that people like to complain about, and the spacious and clean Findlay Market, which dates to 1852. Fresh produce and meats. Some vendors take food stamps. And Julie Walker is here selling the local homeless newspaper. It's called Street Vibes.
Some people buy it once a month. Some people buy it once a week.
She gets a dollar a paper, and some people leave the paper, and she makes enough to live on.
Bye, doll. Happy holiday.
Julie Walker fusses about homeless people, says many of them aren't trying, just walking from shelter to shelter, maybe using drugs. She figures there's always a way to make some money.
Anybody could.
Really?
Yeah. You know what, that old crap about we can't make it and I'm not getting from day to day. You don't want nothing.
You homeless because it's a choice. You can get $39 and pay a phone bill. You can get $50 and pay your rent.
The saxophone player is Darnell Jones here at the Findlay Market in Cincinnati's Over the Rhine neighborhood. He's been collecting smiles along with some cash in his instrument case. In this coming year, Ohio's minimum wage goes up to $6.85 an hour, but the rents could rise as well, and food costs, and car fare to the jobs that are even farther away. Noah Adams, NPR News. Thank you.